بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation of the important lessons to the Muslim Ummah by Shaykh Abdul Aziz bin Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, may Allah's mercy be upon him. And the Shaykh, rahimahullah, from the chapter he introduced is the Surah Al-Humaza, chapter 104. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وعدده يحسب أن ماله أخلده كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة إنها عليهم مؤصدة في عمد ممددة. The overall translation of the meaning: Woe to every slanderer and backbiter who has gathered wealth and counted it. He thinks that his wealth will make him last forever. Nay, verily, he will be thrown into the crushing fire. And what will make you know what the crushing fire is? The fire of Allah kindled, which leaps up over the hearts. Verily, it shall be closed in on them in pillars stretched forth. The first verse: ويل لكل همزة. ويل. This word is a word of threat. Is a word of threat, indicating and affirming the threat for those who are qualified with these qualities. It is also said that this word waylun is a name of a valley in hellfire. However, the former meaning is more correct. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, woe to every لكل همزة لمزة. همزة لمزة. Some of the scholars, rahimahumullah, said that these words are synonymous. And others said that each has its own meaning, different from the other one. And here is a matter which is very beneficial in understanding or explaining the Quran. And not only the Quran. If the matter revolves between having a word and another word, both having the same meaning, or that each having its own meaning, then we make each one having its own meaning. Because if we consider the two words having one meaning, this will be repetition. It will be repetitious. And there is no need for that. However, if we consider each having its own meaning, then in this case there will be distinction. And therefore, regarding this ayah, this verse, humaza, lumaza, we say that there is difference between the two. The humaza, or the hems, refers to the action. And the lam refers to the tongue. So, the slandering, the fi'l, the action, and the lam refers to the tongue, backbiting by the tongue. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 58. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَلْمِزُكَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ فَإِنْ أُعْطُوا مِنْهَا رَضُوا وَإِنْ لَمْ يُعْطَوْا مِنْهَا إِذَا هُمْ يَسْخَطُونَ. And of them are some who accuse you in the matter of the distribution of alms. يَلْمِزُكَ, accuse you. If they are given part thereof, they are pleased. But if they are not given thereof, behold, they are enraged. يَلْمِزُكْ, accuse you. Here, by action, meaning scolds at people, make fun of them by his action. Either he turns his face away or grins, or by pointing towards a particular person, or look at him, you know, to show his defects and so forth. So the hams takes place by action, and the lams by the tongue. And some people, and we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that, busy themselves all the time by pointing and talking about the defects of people, either through their actions or by their tongues. And this is warned against in the Noble Quran in another verse, in Surah Al-Qalam, chapter 68, 10 and 11. وَلَا تُطِعْ كُلَّ حَلَّافٍ مَهِينٍ هَمَّازٍ مَشَّاءٍ بِنَمِيمٍ. And obey not everyone who swears much. هَمَّاز, and is considered worthless, and a slanderer going about both calumnies, with calumnies. So this is the meaning of hams, and it is pertaining to action, and lams, and it's pertaining to the tongue. Then in the next verse, قال الله تعالى, the woe to whom now? To those who slander and backbite, and also to الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَهُ. Verse 2. Who has gathered wealth and counted it? These are from the ugly descriptions. Gathers and withholds. Gathers the wealth and prevents the giving. So he is miser. Doesn't give away. Gathers his wealth and counts it. Because of his attachment to the wealth, every time, every now and then, you see him going to the safe box, gets out the money and counts it in the morning, at the end of the day, while knowing he didn't take anything from it, and he didn't add to it anything. But because of his intense attachment and strong attachment to the wealth, he keeps checking it out and counting it. That's why it came here in the Quran in this form, wa'addadah, meaning did that a lot because of his attachment and love, fearing that it may have diminished or that he wants to make sure every time and then that it's still okay. Another meaning, it is said that عددَهُ, it is said that it means prepared it for difficult times. Although the wording may take such a meaning, however, it is remote. Because preparing the wealth for hard times while performing what is dutiable on the person regarding his wealth from giving zakah and giving the rights of people, this is not blameworthy. What is blameworthy is that the person's utmost concern is focused upon his wealth, checking it out, counting it, and so forth. Did it increase? Did it decrease? So, to say that he prepared his wealth for the future is a weak meaning. The third verse. يحسب أن ماله أخلده. يحسب أن ماله, he checks his wealth and counts it. يحسب أن ماله أخلده. He thinks that his wealth will make him last forever. So, this man thinks that his wealth will sustain him forever, either physically or by his mention. Because in fact, one's life is not what remains in this life, but rather the true life of the person is what he leaves behind him after his death and his mention on the tongues and in the hearts of people. So here, يحسب أن ماله أخلده. He thinks that his wealth will make him last forever. And the matter is not like that. Because the people who are wealthy, if they are not known for their giving and generosity, then their name will be mentioned in an evil way. They would be remembered as the miser, most miser, more miser than such and such, and mentioned in the circles of people and defamed. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the next verse, كَلَّا لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ. This kalla, nay, the ulama, the scholars, refer to it as article of deterrence. Deters the sayer, or this person who counts, concerning his saying and counting. And it could also mean, truly, he will be thrown into the crushing fire, and both meanings are correct. So this man, his wealth is not going to make him last forever, not to mention also his mention, he will be forgotten. and it may be that he will be mentioned in ways that are defaming, because he did not establish what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligated upon him. كَلَّا لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ Verily he will be thrown into the crushing fire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making an oath here. And Allah makes an oath by something to confirm it and magnify its affair. He's saying, لَيُنْبَذَنَّ لَيُنْبَذَنَّ Does it refer? What will be thrown into the hellfire? Him or his wealth? Both will be. He and his wealth. As to the owner of the wealth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in another verse in the Quran, in Surah Al-Tur, chapter 52, verse 13, يوم يدعون إلى نار إلى نار جهنم دعا. The day when they will be pushed down by force to the fire of hell with a horrible, forceful pushing. والعياذ بالله. We seek refuge in Allah from that. The حطمة, which crushes everything. Breaks it apart. What is this? What is this? قال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَةِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَةِ And what will make you know what the حُطَمَة, the crushing fire is? This statement is for magnification. Then Allah answered, نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوْقَدَةِ The fire of Allah kingdom. This is the answer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added it to himself in the context, because he punishes therein or by it those who deserve the punishment. So therefore, this is a just punishment based on justice, and it is not an unjust punishment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala burns therein, in this fire, those who deserve to be punished in it. Because therefore it is a naru adlin wa laysat naru dhulm. It is a fire justice and not injustice. Because burning in the fire could be injustice and could be justice. The punishment of the kafirs in the fire of hell, there is no doubt that it is justice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in fact is praised for that, since he treated them with his justice. And then contemplate the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, Al-Hutama. With the action of this person, from the beginning, listen carefully to the recitation now and to the end of each word. Hutama. Humaza. Lumaza. Narullahi al-muqada. All التي تطلع على الأفئدة, all on the same measure, to affirm that the recompense will be in accordance with the actions and deeds, even in wording, even in wording. حطمة, همزة, لمزة, موقدة, أفئدة. The end of each word ending on the same measure. This fire of hell, we seek refuge in Allah from it. The fire of hell, the fire of Allah kingdom, التي تطنع على الأفئدة. Verse 7, which leaps up over the hearts. It reaches the hearts, والعياذ بالله, because of its intense heat. Yet the hearts are shielded in the chest, and between it and the outside there is flesh, there is bones, etc., from layers. Even though the fire reaches the hearts. إنها عليهم this حطمة this crushing fire upon the هماز the slanderer the لماز the backbiter the one who gathers wealth and prevents giving it in good ways will be in this fire, which will be closed on them. Its doors closed. They have no hope. وَالْعَيَّذُ بِاللَّهِ As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them in Surah Al-Sajda, chapter 32, verse 20. كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَن يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَن يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا Every time they wish to get away therefrom, they will be put back thereto. So they will be raised to its doors, hoping to get out. Then they will be put back there. All of this because all of this reflects the intensity of punishment. Because when the person hopes to get out from such constraints and be delivered and be pleased, if he returns to it, this will be another torment. So, accordingly, they are punished. From or in different ways. And the punishment of the people of hell is mentioned, detailed in the Noble Quran and in the Sunnah. Contemplate if some person is in a room or in a car whereby the fire engulfs him. And he has no way out. The doors are closed. What would happen? This is a great grief. Nothing equates it. So they, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ We seek refuge in Allah, will be engulfed in the hellfire, closed. And it has the pillars stretched in all directions and angles so that no one would be able to open this closed fire or leave it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this to us not just to recite it on our tongues or understand the meaning only, but rather also to be aware lest we qualify ourselves with these attributes, the blameworthy ones, the defaming ones, slandering, backbiting, by action and by tongue, being so attached to wealth as if man is only created for it. And that's so that we know that the one whose condition is qualified with these defaming qualities, then his recompense is in the hell, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it as shutama. It's heat reaching the hearts of tali'a ala al-af'ida mu'sada, closed fi amadin mumaddada. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from this fire and to bestow upon us al-ikhlas fi al-qawli wal-amal wal-istiqamata ala deenih, to bestow upon us sincerity in saying and in action and to be upright on his deen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.